as we start this series, meron tayong bagong series which is entitled Blind Spot. Sabihin mo nga sa katabi mo, Blind Spot. Yan. So we're gonna be talking for about three topics. Today I'm gonna be sharing about lust. And then the second topic which will be shared next week is greed. Okay, yung mga, ano ba yung Tagalog ng greed? Gahaman o ganid, okay? Natry nyo na ba yun yung gustong-gusto mong chips? Kaya yung mahilig ka sa mga junk foods, tapos pag uwi mo ng bahay mo, tapos tuwan-tuwa ka, manonood ka ng TV, mas meron kang chips. Pagtingin mo sa bahay nyo, lahat ng mga tao gusto palang makikain, parang nainis ka, parang binili-bili ko to, pinlano ko lahat to. Talagang bawat subo nito, talagang gusto kong namnamin, tapos hihingi kayo. Yung iba sa inyo, pupunta sa kwarto, doon kayo kakain ng unti-unti para hindi marinig yung mga nguyaan nyo, di ba? So, pag-uusapan natin yan next week. And then, we'll be also talking about pride, okay? Sino sa inyo rito, ma-pride ka, huwag mo nang itaas yung kamay mo. Yan. So, yung talagang kahit patayin ka na, hindi ako magsosorry, okay? Hindi ako magsosorry. Kahit patayin mo ako ng buhay, syempre. Alam, patayin ka ng patay, di ba? So, we'll be talking about that. But for today, we'll be talking about lust. As we talk about that, meron akong gustong itanong sa inyo, and I want you to share your answer with your seatmate. And then later, as you shared your answer with your seatmate, tatanungin ko yung katabi mo para isagot yung sinagot mo. Okay? So, our question goes like this. So, tanong is, what is your ideal summer vacation? Okay? I-share mo yung sagot mo sa katabi mo for 30 seconds. Okay ba yan?
Ano?
Lahat tayo mag-share, ha? Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, and one. Okay, who wants to volunteer the answer of your seatmate? Ayun, sa likod. Sige, kuya, ikaw na naka-checkered. Sino yung katabi mo? Sina?
Jethro.
Okay, ano ang sagot ni Jethro?
Sa dakak daw.
Sa dakak. Okay, bakit daw? Kasi may beach.
Opo.
Yun, okay. Meron pa ba? Gusto mo i-volunteer? Dito, sige, ikaw bro. Sino yung katabi mo? Sino? Agnes. Ha?
Candace.
Ha, sabi ko nga, okay. Sige, ano yung sagot niya?
Rent an island.
Oh, naman. Okay. O ikaw, sige, ikaw na naka-green. Sige. Anong sagot ng katabi mo? Sige.
Katabi ko si Abner.
Sina?
Abner.
Okay. Sige, anong sagot niya?
Sa tabi daw ng crush niya.
Iyara! Sa tabi ng crush niya. Boom! Yun na yun. Okay, isa pa, last. Sa likod naman. Sa likod. Ayan, may nagtataas sa likod. Sige, yun naka-red. Oo. Sino yung katabi mo? Sige, anong sagot niya?
Masaya daw.
Gusto niya maging masaya. Okay. Lali, hinantay-antay ka namin yung nasasagot mo. Masaya. Okay. Meron pa. Sino yan? Si Kat. Sino yung katabi mo?
Si Phoebe.
Uy, si Phoebe. Grabe. Okay, anong sagot ni Phoebe?
Movie marathon with her husband.
Grabe. Pinawisan ako. I'm blushing. I know I've researched in Google. Nag-research ako. In Google and nilagay ko doon ideal summer vacation of people around the world. And these are the top four answers. Yung sagot nyo baka nandito. Top four. Okay, ang ideal summer vacation nila is this. to go in another country will just with a backpack. Okay, backpack traveling. Nakakita na ba kayo ng ganun? Yung mga foreigner dito na ang lalaki ng bag. Okay, tapos backpack lang sila. Yun yung isa sa mga top four answers. Ako, pangarap ko din yun. Kung si Phoebe, movie marathon with me, ako naman, backpack travel with her. Yes. Valentine's. Okay, top three. Okay? Ito naman yung sinagot ng mga tao sa survey. Pakita natin. Yan. Fishing, hiking, or camping. Sino sa inyo rito gusto mo ng ganyan? Yan. Okay. Number two, okay, sa survey is this. Sige, move muna. Yan. Road trip. Sino rito gusto nyo ng ganyan? Yung kahit saan ka lang pumunta, tapos kung matripan mong kumain, kakain ka, tapos andar ulit, tapos tugtog mo pa, mag-drive ako. Ganda ng boses ko sa ano. Tapos, yung top one, ito, maraming sumagot kanina, sa beach, sa falls, or sa swimming pool, or mag-swimming. Kasi gusto mo, pagdating ng pasukan, maitim ka para masabi na na-enjoy mo yung summer mo. Kaya yung mga walang pera, bumibilad na lang sa araw. Sa kanang galing? Sa beach. Pero nagsinungaling ka. You know what? These are the top four answers. And sino sa inyo rito, kahit papano, kahit ilang araw lang, ano, na-try mo na to ngayong summer, itong summer na to. Nakapag-beach ka, nakapag-waterfalls ka, swimming pool, lahat. Okay, sino sa inyo rito, you are still believing that it will happen bago matapos ang summer? Yan. You know what? Okay, ito yung gusto nating mangyari, right? But the reality is, most of the times, we stay at home. Right? Ulitin ko ha, we all want this. Lahat ng yan. But the reality is, lahat ng times ng summer, mas maraming times na nasa bahay tayo. Kaya nga kayo nandito ngayon eh, kasi wala kayo sa vacation. Tama? So we spend most of our times ng summer sa bahay. Yung tipong pagising mo, wala ng tao sa bahay, tapos nakahanda na yung kakainin mo ng lunch at breakfast, magkasama na, kasi gumigising ka ng 12, kasi natulog ka nung isang gabi or kanina ng alas 3 ng madaling araw, kasi meron kang kachat sa Facebook, o kaya kaka-tweet mo lang sa Twitter, okay? Yung buhay mo pag summer, ganun. Okay, wag mo nang aminin, kung ikaw yun, ngumiti ka na lang. Yan, daming ngumiti, oh. Okay? Gigising ka ng tanghali, tapos pupunta ka, kakain ka, pagkakain mo, titingnan mo yung cellphone mo, nag-text na kaya siya? Bakit wala pa siyang text? Tanghali na. Eh, pinuyat mo kagabi. Baka tulog pa. Diba? O yung iba naman sa inyo, hindi ka ma-text, pupunta ka sa internet, mag-Facebook ka na. Online na yan maghapon. Hindi pa naliligo, diba? Talagang hapon na. Tapos paghapon na, go with the friends. Okay? Talabas ka, magmumol, pupunta ka sa park, okay? Sa park. Tapos, uuwi ka ng late. Yun yung buhay mo araw-araw. So in short, mas wala kang ginagawa pag summer. Tama? Alam nyo ba, na when your body does not do, or when your body do less, when you are doing less using your body, your mind is actually working double time. So kung yung katawan mo, try mo, humiga ka lang maghapon, wala kang gawin. Di ba yung utak mo yung mas gumagana? Mas marami kang iniisip? And during those times, na yung katawan mo idle, tapos yung mind mo double time, dun pumapasok yung temptation ng mga enemy. Pagising mo sa umaga, ay walang tao. Ako lang sa bahay, naka-wifi ako. Naglalak ako ng kwarto. Ma-visit nga itong site na ito. Ma-text nga siya. Hindi naman ako masyadong ano, flirting lang naman. Walang masama. Yung iba sa inyo, you do not even realize that what you're doing is already flirting. Okay? Magawa nga ito. Wala naman tao eh. O kaya, yung iba sa inyo, yun nga sa Facebook, maghahanap ka ng ASL. Hindi nyo alam yon. Ako lang pala yung nagaganon, ano? Okay. Age, sex, and location. Oh, hindi nyo alam yon, ha? Alam ko yon. Okay, nakikipag-meet ka. Nakikipag-eyeball. So, yung mga iba sa inyo, sometimes you do that because you're not doing anything. And during those times, as what I've said, sin is more rampant. Mas maraming times na pwede ka mag-fall sa sin. And maybe you're sitting here, nag-ilista ka, nag-notes ka pa, pero in your head or behind your, I mean, iniisip mo, ako yata yun na. Nakangiti ka ngayon, tawa ka ng tawa, pinapakita mo you're okay, pero when you're at home, ako yata, ako yun. Ginawa ko nga yun. Tapos nung March, talagang iyak-iyak ka pa, talagang, Lord, I'm gonna give everything to you, Lord. May vibrato pa yung ano mo. Talagang, Lord, ibibigay ko lahat. On fire ako, Lord, para sa'yo. Hindi ako magpa-fall, Lord. Tapos ilang linggo lang yung nakaraan, ngayon, hindi ka na namamansin. Pag tinetext ka ng leader mo, pupunta ka ba? Kumusta ka na? May VG tayo ngayon. No reply at all. Tapos nung kumuupo sa hindi niya makikita, para pagkatapos ng service, aalis ka na kaagad. Because you've done something. You know, God knows what you did last summer. Hindi pa pala tapos yung summer. Alam ni God. And alam ni God yung mga pinagdadaanan mo ngayong summer. That's why we have to talk about this. That's why we have to bring this up. You know what? Whether you like it or not, you are the enemy's target. O ikaw yung gusto niyang targetin. Bakit? Kasi before, nung hindi mo pa masyadong close si God, close kayo ng enemy. Nag-walking, holding hands pa nga kayo eh. Tapos, biglang nalaman mo may FNY pala. May VG pala, may one-to-one pala. Tapos, unti-unti nakikilala mo na si Lord. Kaya parang hirap-hirap. Na-try nyo na ba yun? Parang ba't dati ang dali-dali mag-sin? Ngayon parang lahat na lang ng bagay, parang struggle. Okay? Lagi ka na lang natetemp. Ba't ako natetemp? Matuwa ka na natetemp ka. Kasi pag hindi ka natetemp, baka hindi ka talaga karapat-dapat na itemp. Baka hindi ka threat sa demonyo. Ay, huwag na itemp yan. Kahit siya lang mag-isa, magsisin yan eh. Hindi na kailangan ni temp. Okay? Pero you know what? You are the enemy's target. The moment you enter this place, the moment you told God, Lord, gusto ko na magbago, the moment that you said, I want to go to VG or Victory Group, I want to do one-to-one, you told the enemy, let the wars begin. This is a war. Okay? Huh? War talaga to? Opo. War ito. You might not see it, but you have the enemy within you. And we are at war against the enemy. May mga temptation. Totoo yan. And when the moment that you said, Lord, I want to change, sinabi mo na sa enemy, kalaban na kita. At yung enemy, he will not just play, just, alam mo yun, yung paparaya siya. He wants you back. Gusto niya kung ano kayo dati, maging ganun ulit kayo ngayon. Kaya maraming gagamitin yung enemy na tactics para bumalik ka. So one of that is lust. So what is lust? Ano nga ba yung lust? According to John Maxwell, it says you're desiring things more important than God. Okay? Kung merong bagay o tao na mas mahalaga pa kay God, that could be lust. Facebook man yan, cellphone mo, okay? Hanggang pagtulog mo, katabi mo na, araw-araw nagte-text ka, check mo yung thumb mo. Laki-laki na. Okay, saka ka-text. Dati, isang pindutan lang kasha, hindi na kaya. Dalawa nang napipindot. Dahil palaki na ng palaki yung thumb mo. Naku, baka may sakit na yung thumb mo. Saka ka-text. Okay? You know what? Desiring things more than God, that is lust. Wanting to go outside the guidelines to be satisfied. May girlfriend ka, o kaya may ka-MU ka, mag-un, okay? Hindi naman kami, pero parang kami. So, hindi kayo, pero parang kayo. Ang gulo, no? Okay? You know, tapos, may mga ginagawa kayo mga bagay, Hindi naman kami, wala naman kami ginagawang masama eh. Holding hands lang naman kami. Tapos nagte-text kami ng mua mua chup chup. Loves you. Miss you. Morning. Lahat na. Morning. Kumain ka na ba? Pagod ka ba? Inanto ka na ba? Lahat na lang, no? Lahat ng tanong, tinanong muna. Diba? Tapos, sunod kayo ng sine. Magka-text kayo maghapon. Nagkita pa kayo. Tapos, pagkatapos nyo maghiwalay, unting-unting time lang, I miss you. Grabe, no? Ilang segundo lang, na-miss agad. Diba? Ano nang ginagawa mo? Sinasara ko yung pinto kasi kakaalis mo lang. Diba? Kakaalis lang, yun. Nagtatanong na. You know, those things. And sometimes, sometimes, we are that curious that we go beyond what we should do. We go beyond the guidelines. Kaya yung iba sa atin, marami tayong nababalitaan that they commit immorality, premarital sex, sex before marriage, and then they end up getting pregnant for some women. Diba? Nakakalungkot. Sad to say that there are stories like that. Alam mo yung naglalakad yung bride? Here comes the bride, baby inside. Diba? Talagang, andun na eh. Tapos nung sinabi ng pastor, oh priest, you may now kiss the bride. Ay, we've done more than that. Bakit? Kasi because of lust, they went beyond the guidelines. That's why we need to talk about this. For men, it's immorality. When you're alone, when you're searching the internet, nakalak yung kwarto mo. Plinano mo na lahat, sinara mo yung bintana. Pinatay mo yung ilaw. Ikaw na lang mag-isa, alam mo na yan. Diba? Alam mo na, araw-araw ko na nandun, ginagawa mo pa rin. For women, ay hindi para sa akin itong message na to. It's only for men. Because hindi naman ako nag-search ng mga internet, yung mga tube-tube na yan. YouTube lang ako, YouTube lang. Eh yung mga ibang girls dito, you don't know that lust could also be, ini-imagine mo na, naku sana, ini-imagine mo lagi yung pinagpipray mo. Sana Lord, bigyan mo na ako ng boyfriend. Talaga pinagpipray mo, Lord. Lahat ng friends ko meron na ako. Lord, wala pa, 12 na ako, Lord. Gusto ko na, Lord. Magti-teenager na ako, wala pa rin. Lahat sila meron na. Pinagpipray mo yung special friend mo. Diba? Na sana habang naglalakad ako, biglang may kikidnap, tapos bigla akong iligtas ako ng knight in shining armor. Tapos bigla may kabayo siya. Tapos may maskara. Tapos bigla niya ako isasakay sa kabayo, aalis na kami, and we live happily ever after. Sometimes it's funny, especially for women, but you know, it could also be lust. Hello? It could also be lust. Lust pa rin yun. I'd like to share one person which is very famous in the Bible. He was known as the man after God's own heart. He's by the name of David. And kailan niyo ba si David? Isa siya sa mga greatest king in Israel. And isa siya sa mga sobrang close kay God. As a matter of fact, if you will read the book of Psalms, pag binasa mo yung Psalm 1 hanggang Psalm 50, most of them were written by David. And kung mababasa mo bawat Psalm ni David, talagang nakalagay doon, Lord, Lord, I just want you. Talagang in love siya kay Lord. Talagang kulang na lang. Sabihin niya, Lord, kunin mo na ako. We will be together forever in heaven. Sino sa inyo rito gusto mo balang araw? You're a woman. You're believing that one day, God, you will give me a guy who loves you so much. Meron ba? Yan, unti lang, dalawa lang. Lord, yung iba, bigyan mo ng mga masamang lalaking, bububugin sila. Yung hindi sila rarespetohin. And then, sino gusto nyo ng ganon? Sino gusto nyo ng ganon? Yung mas mahal si Lord kaya sa'yo. Tama. Dapat mas mahal si Lord kasi pag mas mahal ka niya, dating yung time, paano pag minahal na siyang iba, eh hindi niya mahal si Lord. Iwanan ka na lang niya. Tama? So, you know, David, when you read that Psalm 1 to 50, puro declaration of his love for God. As a matter of fact, Psalm 40, talagang sabi niya, Lord, I'm waiting patiently for you. In love siya kay Lord. Pero when you read Psalm 51, pag binasa mo yung Psalm 51, nakalagay doon, have mercy on me. I have committed a sin. Lord, patawarin mo ako. Anong nangyari? Isang tao na talagang super close kay God, and then eventually, just a chapter after, bilang niyang sasabihin na, Lord, have mercy on me. Ngayon, titignan natin yung nangyari sa 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 to 5. Kwento ng buhay ni David. In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. Kung mapapansin niyo yung unang sentence, sige, balikan natin sa verse 1. Sabi din sa unang sentence, at the time when kings go off to war, sa last sentence, David remained in Jerusalem. Hindi bagay, di ba? King siya, dapat nandun siya sa gera, pero nasaan siya? Nasa Jerusalem. So mali. Okay? So one thing that I want to share with you that probably you could learn tonight is be in a place where you won't lose. Okay? Si David, he is in the wrong place at that time. So nandun siya sa maling lugar. Kung alam mo na yung kwarto mo, parati kang nagsisin doon, huwag ka na magstay doon. Kung alam mo na pag binuksan mo na yung internet at yung computer mo, laptop mo, iPad mo, kung ano man ginagamit mo, at yun na mag-isa ka na lang, nagpo-fall ka doon, huwag ka na doon, umalis ka na doon. Kung alam nyo na kayong dalawa, pag magkasama kayo ng jowa mo, sorry naman for the term, girlfriend mo, magkasama kayo sa sinihan na ang dilim-dilim na hindi nga kayo magkakitaan kahit kayong dalawa, pupunta pa kayo doon at nag-fall na kayo because of that, sa lugar na yun, mabalik pa ba kayo doon? Sana hindi na. Kung alam mo na yung bahay nila, okay? Minsan, may mga ganyan, di ba? Ay, wala parents ko. Are you busy? So pupunta ka na. Hindi, manonood lang naman kami ng movie. Passion of the Christ, papanoorin namin. Hindi talaga nakakatempto. Tapos magkalayo kami. Tapos maya-maya magkadikit na kayo. Tapos siguro okay lang naman to. Passion of the Christ ang pinapanood namin. Tapos kikis mo sa chick. Hanggang sa eventually, nag-fall na kayo. Babalik pa ba kayo ulit dun? Kung sa internet, alam mo yun, alam mo na pag nakakita ka ng ganong picture, alam mo lang hindi ka natutulungan, babalik ka pa ba? Hindi, kaya ko to. Hindi ako matitim, hindi. Sige, ano pa, pakita mo pa? Sige. Hindi. Wala, hindi mo kahaya. You're just a human. You will always fall. You are meant to fall. It's by the grace of God that we are just freed right now. Kung wala ang grace ni Lord, wala tayo lahat. So if you know that you are in the wrong place, huwag ka na doon. Parang ganito lang yun eh. Dumaan ka sa isang eskinita, tapos nabugbog ka doon. Kinabukasan, makadaan nga ulit, di ba? Parang ganun lang yun eh. Para mabugbog ako ulit, okay? Gusto kong bugbugin niyo ako. Kasi ang sarap mabugbog. You know what? When the enemy tempts you, when you sin, that's a picture of binugbugbog ka, hindi physically, pero spiritually. Tuwing nagpupunta ka sa internet, dyan sa site, na ginagawa mo yung kasalanan na yun with someone, it's like you being beaten up. And inaalaw mo, sige, bugbugin mo pa ako, sige pa. Hanggang sa dumating na yung time na hindi ko na makilala, makita talaga si Lord. Ang layo-layo na talaga ni Lord. If you know that you're gonna fall in that place, don't stay there. Don't stay there. You have victory groups, you have your leader, text them. Kami, may mga terms kami noon nung nag-aaral pa ako sa college, and I even tell them, oy, pag-pray mo ako, punta kayo dito kayo matulog para walang makapag-sin sa ating lahat. You know, you have to be wise. Kung hindi ka magiging wise, you will never end or you will not last this race. Siguro, you'll just be one of the faces in the crowd. But then, 15 years after, the question is, are you still gonna be here? Will you still be walking with God? Makakasama pa rin ba si Lord? And if you keep on going to the wrong place, don't expect to last in this race. be in a place where you will not lose. Verse 2, as we continue in 2 Samuel, one evening, since mali yung lugar kung nandun si David, naglakad-lakad siya, one evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful. Verse 3, kwento ko lang sa inyo kung bakit ganun. Kasi bakit nakikita yung banyo sa bahay naman namin? Hindi naman ako masisilipan doon. Kasi sa Israel po, yung kingdom, yun yung mataas. And since yung bahay doon, kapag spring, hindi masyadong malamig, they can bathe outside. Pwede sila maligo sa banyo talaga. Kasi kapag winter, sa loob sila lang bahay naliligo. So since this is spring, hindi masyadong malamig, pwede silang maligo. And yung mga CR doon, yung mga banyo doon, walang bubong. So, nakikita talaga yung mga naliligo. And since mataas yung kingdom, nakita ni David. Verse 3, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, she is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah, the Hittite. May asawa na yun, tol. Sabi niya, pre, wag yan, may asawa na yan. Verse 4, then David sent messengers to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. Oops, I did it. Now she was purifying herself from her monthly uncleanness. Then she went back home. Verse 5, the woman conceived and sent word to David, saying, I am pregnant. Grabe, no? Nagsimula siya sa isang bagay na mali yung place kung saan siya nandoon, and then it resulted to things that he shouldn't be doing, nagtuloy-tuloy na. Una, mali yung lugar, and then eventually, dahil naman nasa maling lugar siya, he ended up doing wrong things. So if there's second thing that I want you to learn this evening, is do things that you won't regret. But may gagawin ka, lagi mong iisipin, is this worthy? Okay lang bang gawin ko to? Karapat-dapat ba kay Lord itong gagawin ko? Kung hindi, wag mo nang gawin. Alam mo yung feeling na okay ka na kay Lord, tapos, oops, I did it again. Di ba? Nagawa ko na naman, Lord. Back to zero na naman ako. Okay na yung Bible reading ko, okay na yung prayer time ko, okay na lahat. Nagawa ko na naman. Kasi nga, you did not think, nung ginagawa mo ba yan, will you regret? Will you be proud of it? If you will regret that, then don't do it. Sayang. Sayang yung binigay ni buhay ni God sa'yo. Sayang kung babalik ka na naman sa simula. Yes, God can always forgive you, pero hanggang kailan mo gagawin yung buhay na ganyan? If you're thinking that way, na papatawarin naman ako ni Lord, kahit anong gawin ko, hindi mo talaga naiintindihan kung paano ka pinatawad ni Lord. Hindi mo talaga naiintindihan yung love ni God para sa'yo. Kasi kung naiintindihan mo how much God loves you, how much He died for you, you will not do that towards God. Hindi mo gagawin yun kay Lord. So whenever you will do things na hindi mo i-regret. You know, I personally, nung na-engage kami nung wife ko na ngayon, yes. Ako lang yung nag-react sa sarili ko. we became girlfriend and boyfriend February 2010. Tama, no? 2010. Tapos, I went to Kyrgyzstan for stay there for 1 year and then I got back. And then 3 months after, we got engaged. And then kinasal kami. But you know what? Doon sa time na sinabi lang ni Pastor Mark, which the one who ministered in our wedding, sinabi niya, you may now kiss the bride. That is the first time we kissed. Yun yung unang beses na nag-kiss kami. And it was really worth it. Sobrang buti na lang, Lord, hindi ko siya kinis dati. Kasi kung hindi, nag-regret ako. Nag-regret ako na sana hindi ko naintindihan, hindi ko na-experience yung glory mo nung day ng kasal namin. Nung sinabi lang na, you may now kiss the bride. That is the only time. Nagkahiya pa nga kami, 2 minutes kami, ano kayong gagawin natin? Imagine mo, first kiss, 180 people are watching, naka-video pa. Live pa sa Animal Planet, yung ano namin. Grabe. Diba yung iba, ano? Nagkikiss sila sa madilim, sa sikreto. Kasi hindi sila proud. But you know, we were so proud because we know we will not gonna regret if we kiss because it's the right time. Timing na ni Lord. Amen. Hindi rin kami nanonood ng movie noon together. Na-try namin isang beses. Tapos sabi namin, naku, wag na, mahirap pala. Tsaka na lang, pagkasal na tayo. Okay? And you know, there are people here, wrong place. That's why they ended up doing wrong things. And they ended up regretting. So you know what? Isipin mo lagi, whenever I would do things, is this worth it? Will I regret doing this? Lagi mong iisipin yun. Is it worth my relationship with God? If your relationship with God is at stake, don't do it. It's not worth it. Uy, may rhyme yun. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Okay? It's like a poison. Okay? Parang ginamit ko kanina. You know, the enemy wants to poison you completely. Pero he will not do that sa isang beses. Hindi niya sabihin sa'yo, Von, okay? Si Kuya Von, palakpakan si Kuya Von. Si Poging, Poging. Ilan lang yung pumalakpak, bro? Von, may lason ako sa'yo. Okay? Inumin mo yan, ha? Siyempre, hindi mo yun iinumin. Kasi alam mong lason yun. But the enemy is also wise. Ang gagawin niya, oh, mango juice. Kasi mainit eh. Sarap yan, inumin mo yan. Isang patak lang naman ginawa niya eh. Holding hands lang. Hindi naman masama yan eh. Ano lang, text-text lang hanggang umaga, okay lang yan. Basta hindi kayo nagkikiss. Kiss lang, okay lang. Kasi mahalaga hindi naman kayo nagsisex. Sex lang, okay lang. Isang beses yun lang naman gagawin. Hanggang palala na ng palala. Okay lang, ulitin nyo. Basta wag lang mabubuntis. Alam mo yun, it progressed. You know, those people, if you ask them why they ended up having premarital sex, hindi naman nagkita lang sila at unang meet nila, nag-premarital sex na sila eh. Ay, tara, gawin na natin. Hindi. Lumago ng lumago yan. Okay? Ano yan? Nagsimula yan sa tinginan. Sa titigan, di ba? Tapos holding hands. Tapos kiss kung saan-saan. Tapos yun na. Hanggang buntis na. You know, the enemy will not package it in one, isang big time. Unti-unti yan. And then pag dumating yung opportune time, huli ka, Balbon. Okay? Huli ka na. Kasi, ano, bumigay ka na dun sa mga binigay niyang paunang temptation. Kaya wala na. So that's why, do not do things, or do things that you will not regret. Okay? And basahin natin yung sa 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 9. It says there, ito yung time na si Prophet Nathan, alam niya na nag-sin si David, pero si David, parang okay lang siya. Alam mo yun yung masaya pa rin siya. Hindi niya alam, may nakakaalam pala, kinausap ni Lord yung prophet, and then alam nung prophet na nag-sin siya. You know, some of us, we could relate. Okay ako, Friday, FNY, taas ako ng kamay. Yun yung iba sa inyo, talagang pag tumalon, may hang time pa sa air, 3 seconds, di ba? Tapos talagang nag-levitate pa, sobrang worship mo kay Lord. Pero pagkatapos ng Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back to my old life, Lord. Forgiveness na lang ulit sa Friday. Kaya ba sa inyo dito, every time na magkakaroon ng if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord, linggo-linggo ko nagtataas ng kamay. Kasi feeling mo hindi ka na naman saved kasi nag-sin ka na naman. You know, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 9, kinonfront siya ni Nathan, "Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in His eyes?" Kinalimutan niya pala yung word ni Lord, kaya pala nagawa niya lahat yun. "Why did you despise the word of the Lord? You struck down Uriah, the Hittite," yung asawa ni Bathsheba, "with the sword and took his wife to be your own. You killed him with the sword of the Ammonites." Ang nangyari kasi, yung kanina, hindi na natin binasa, since nabuntis si Bathsheba, nilagay niya si Uriah sa front line ng squad ng mga soldiers. Eh, since yung mga nasa front line, yun yung unang mga pinapatay at napapatay, nilagay niya doon si Uriah para sadyain na mamatay siya, para pag namatay si Uriah, sa kanya na si Bathsheba. So, grabe yung conspiracy, yung plano, yung strategy niya. Nagsimula yan sa wrong place. Naglakad siya, nakita niya, pinatawag, nakipag-sex, nabuntis, napapatay siya ng isang asawa, and eventually, lahat yun, kabit-kabit na. Why? Because he despised the word of the Lord. Alam mo, pag wala yung word ni God sa buhay mo, kahit mag-attend ka rito every Friday, kahit magbasa ka ng Bible mo, I mean, sorry, kahit mag-VG ka, pakita kang masaya ka kung wala yung word ni God, you'll always lose from the enemy, by the enemy. Talagang matatalo ka. That's why in Psalm 19, 119, verses 9 to 11, how can a young person stay on the path of purity by living according to your word? Paano kung magiging pure? By living according to God's word. Verse 10, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. Verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Hinide niya yung word ni Lord so that he might not sin against God. Sometimes we always fall. We fall. Paulit-ulit. Why? Because walang ano eh. Walang store up ng word ni Lord. Walang store up. Yung quiet time mo, yung Bible reading mo, ito na lang pag may pinapakita na verse pag Friday. Ay, okay to ah. Okay na. 1 week na to. Maganda na to. Next week ulit. You know, I encourage you in Job chapter 23 verse 12. Ito yung time na lahat na wala sa buhay ni Job. Asawa niya, anak niya, business niya. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. Grabe yun. Mas matindi pa sa pagkain yung word ni Lord. I hope you will come to that point of excitement. Lord, every time I would wake up in the morning, all I want is to hear from you. And if I hear from you, okay na Lord. Everything is enough. Okay na ako Lord. Sobrang satisfied na ako. I hope you will come to that desperation. That your the word of God is your bread. In James 1 chapter 22, James 1 verse 22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Oh nga, you're reading the word, but are you doing what the word is saying? Are you applying it in your life? Or pag nagpupunta ka dito, lumalabas, pumapasok dito, lumalabas din dito. Is change seen in your life? Nakikita ba yun sa buhay mo? And I hope it is. I-apply mo yung binibigay ni word, na word sa'yo ni Lord. You know, without the word of God, change is impossible. Maybe you're trying to say, you're saying, eh, Kuya Dan, eh, okay yung sinasabi mo, okay, be in the right place, tapos do the right things, okay, read the word, okay yan. Kaya lang huli na eh. Sana nung April mo pinreach yan. Ang dami ko nang nagawa nung April. 3 weeks na eh. I've done a lot of things. Hindi ko na mabilang yung mga kasalanang ginawa ko kay Lord. Hindi ko na alam kung kaya pa akong tanggapin ni Lord. Hindi ko alam kung may pag-asa pa after this. Since nagawa ko na siya, itutuloy-tuloy ko na lang. Ito na yung buhay ko eh. Hindi na pwede magbago to. Tinry ko na dati pero bumalik din ako sa dati. Ganito na lang, okay na ako. Huli na. You know what? If you're saying that, you're trying to tell God, Lord, walang kwenta yung ginawa mo sa cross. You're trying to tell God, Lord, oh, yung pagkamatay mo, okay siya for some people, pero hindi ako kayang baguhin yan. You're trying to question what God can do for you. You know, in 2 Samuel, last verse, chapter 12, verse 13, then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Inamin niya. Inamin niya, Lord, nasaktan kita. Nathan replied, the Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. You know what? A lot of you here, you've been carrying that bondage or luggage behind you. Yung ano mo yun, yung invisible na backpack na bigat ka. Na ayaw mong aminin, ayaw mong sabihin kay Lord, ayaw mong i-admit na, Lord, nag-fall ako, nag-sin ako. You're trying to live a fake or double life. All that you have to do is just admit. And when you admit, it says there, God can and will forgive you. You don't need to live in that kind of life. Pwede kang umalis dyan. Pwede kang kumawala dyan. It's all up to you. But the thing is, there is a promise of forgiveness. Your victory is possible. Posible siya. Why? Ito yung gusto kong matutunan yung last thing that I want you to learn. Victory is possible because Jesus had done it all. Kasi ginawa na lahat ni Lord. Ano ba bang pwede mong magawa na hindi kayang baguhin ni Lord? Lahat kayang baguhin ni Lord. The question is, will you humble yourself? Will you admit Lord, nagawa ko to. Mahina ako, Lord. Oo, dati pinadawad mo lang ako, pero bumalik na naman ako, Lord. Paulit-ulit na lang. Then tell that to God. If that's the only way for you to be set free, God wants you. God wants you. Gusto niya yung promise niya sa'yo, yung destiny niya sa'yo, matupad lahat yon. But you have to play with Him. Kailangan mong, you have to work with Him hand in hand. Hindi pwedeng si God lang na si God, tas ikaw, kailangan dalawa kayo ni Lord. This is a relationship. You have to walk with God. And it's so hard. Naiintindihan ko yung iba sa inyo, mahirap. But then, you know what? There's a promise of freedom after this. And even as we worship God, I mean, a few minutes from now, I'd like to invite everyone to please stand up on their feet. I'd like to pray for some groups of people. And maybe, isa ka sa mga tao na ipagpipray ko ngayon, it's okay. As I want to pray for you, please close your eyes and bow your heads. Nobody will look around. Maybe you're that person. You're saying, Lord, talagang possible ba yung victory? Lord, can I really get out of this routinary life? Can I really get out of this sinful life? Is it still possible, Lord, for me to be closer to you once again like before? Possible ba talaga yun, Lord? You know what? It is possible. The Word of God says it is possible because He had done everything for you. The question is, will you admit? Will you admit? Will you humble yourself before God? Maybe you're a leader. Nag-lead ka na ng victory group. Maybe you've been coming here in this church for so many years, or I mean, you're not new attendee. Close ka kay Lord, pero ang daming nangyari. You know what? This is your chance. God wants you back. He wants you so much. He died for you. Ganun katinding gustong makuha ni Lord. Na pag tuwing iniisip mo na, possible pa ba? Oo, posible. Bakit? Kasi namatay nga ako para sa kasalanan na yan eh. Namatay nga ako para sa'yo. So, posible lahat. So, if that is you, with nobody looking around, would you raise your hand and admit to God, Lord, that's me. Ako yun, Lord. I don't care what people would say. I just want to be closer to you. I just want to be back, Lord, to you. Maybe you've lost the fire that once you had. Nawala yung excitement. Naging routine na lang yung pagiging Kristiyano. Are there any more hands? If that is you, it's between you and God.